This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we got a nor'easter on the way, but after that, 50 degrees next week, which is actually going to be warmer than Miami, believe it or not. So that's the good news. The bad news, though, is that we might be in the middle of World War III. So, you know, I guess warm days, World War III. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. 855-839-1210. It's great to start our Thursday, and yes, it's Thursday, as we keep our eye on this impending storm. And it's also true that, I don't know about you, but seems to me like our justice retiring is kind of big news, right? On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, so we'll talk about that as well. Justice Stephen Breyer announcing his retirement from the United States Supreme Court. Who will be the pick? Biden says he wants a black woman for the job. Nothing like just completely canceling out all kinds of options of people, right? But that's not surprising right there. So the question is, will it be Kamala Harris? You know, in New Jersey, the Jersey way was always, if you want somebody gone, you make them a judge. That's the Jersey way. It's true. You want somebody gone out of the Senate or the State Assembly? You want to block somebody from running for governor? Make them a judge, and they get a lifetime job, and then they're good, and they go away, and then, you know, they're out of it. They're happy, then. So will that be what they do with Kamala Harris? Make her a judge, get rid of her. She's done. She's out of politics. You don't have to worry about 2024. He can pick a new VP. He can start over. Or will he pick Michelle Obama? Because I'm sure that Michelle Obama's already called him. I'm sure Barack's already called him, too. So we got to watch for that as well. But that would also be getting Michelle Obama out of the way, out of politics, too, because I'm still not convinced she's not going to run at some point. You know, I was not accurate with my prediction last time that she would run, but maybe I was just a little bit delayed with my prediction. Maybe I was a little premature, but anyway, maybe they'll get her out of there too. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. Dawn, good morning. What is going on this morning on this Thursday?
Oh, good morning. We're under a winter storm watch. So is Breyer or Bombogenesis or whatever the, is that the bigger word?
Bobby Bombogenesis. Yeah, we got a bomb cyclone coming.
So, there's so much going on this morning, but Zeoli Show News Live is sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. It is a chilly morning, 16 degrees, but it feels more like zero out there. A teenager, a student, fatally shot near Bartram High School in Southwest Philadelphia. This is a 17-year-old boy fatally shot right outside his school. Police identify him as Christopher Braxton, listed as a 12th grader at school, prepared to graduate high school. This May, he was shot in the chest. So it happened, according to police, at 2:55 p.m. right when after the final, you know, bell rang. This is South 66th Street near Bartram High School. No arrest yet. They're reviewing surveillance video as well as talking to witnesses. And then we have other students in the suburbs. Well, they went on a walkout. Why? Because of a reinstated mask mandate. So this is Perkiomen Valley High School students. Their district says they respect the students' right to advocate for what they believe in. What's going on here? Well, students at Perkiomen Valley High School, this is Collegeville, Montgomery County, in the suburbs of Philadelphia. They staged a walkout yesterday over the reinstated mask mandate. Why? A federal judge in Philadelphia ruled in favor of a plaintiff who wanted a temporary restraining order after the school board voted 5-4 to rescind the mandate, essentially wanting to make the masks optional in schools and leave it up to each individual school. Well, these students were upset with the judge who said, nope, you're not allowed to have that option. You need to wear the mask. So the next hearing will be held on this preliminary injunction, and that is in 2 weeks. So we'll continue to follow that one. And then we get to Bombogenesis. This is basically a winter hurricane, as some people, or a winter cyclone, or a winter bomb, as they call it. So that brings us to the NBC 10 first alert forecast. So it's frigid outside, obviously, today and tomorrow. The question is, what happens Friday into Saturday? So we could get substantial snow. Some models say 3 inches in Philadelphia. Others say we could see 6 to 12 at the Jersey Shore. I'm hearing all different numbers. So we continue to follow this. But, you know, bright sunny day today with that beautiful moon and beautiful skies this morning. Exergen agrees with a just released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate. Their labels contain false info. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. This is Yellow Shoney's Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210. So obviously we're waking up today to the big news that Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire from the United States Supreme Court, which of course is a huge story, and it's going to affect a lot going forward with the United States Senate race here in Pennsylvania, with the House races all across the country, because it has the effect of a couple things. Number one, obviously, for Democrats, this is huge. This gets to be something else to talk about besides Biden's failures, besides inflation, besides everything else that's going on. It also is a chance for them to rally. But here are the pitfalls, though. Biden may try to endorse somebody who, or nominate somebody who he views as a quote-unquote moderate. That's not going to go over well with the progressives. The progressives have already said they want somebody who's going to be an activist judge. They want somebody who's going to stake it all on abortion. They want somebody who's going to go all in, defending affirmative action. I mean, all the classic lefty things they want, they're going to want that in a judge. Will Biden go down that road? Who knows? Will Biden try to do something to appease a Manchin or Sinema? Because remember, even though Manchin and Sinema typically go along with their party's nominees for judges and things like that, this one's a little bit different now. I mean, they figured out the sweet spot that they are the ones who control all these things. So is Biden going to try to pick somebody who's palatable to them? Or is Biden going to try to pick somebody that excites the progressive kook wing of the party and then infuriates Manchin and Sinema, and then you have a little bit of an internal battle? Can Mitch McConnell block it if he doesn't like it? Yes, he can, but it's through a very weird procedural move, and it's probably not likely. Then you can thank Harry Reid for that, because Harry Reid invoked the nuclear option for judges, and it used to be that you needed 60 votes to be able to put on somebody to the United States Supreme Court, because you'd have to overturn, you know, be able to override somebody who's trying to filibuster it, but not anymore. So you just need a simple majority, 50% plus one. Now, that then becomes the other question, too. Would Kamala Harris, she could be the tie-breaking vote as vice president, and she could theoretically vote for herself. So would she go to the White House and demand it and say, I want it. You want me to vote for your pick? Then I want to be the pick. Otherwise, I won't vote for it. What are you going to do? Nothing. I mean, you could drop me from the ticket. I'll primary you. Drop me from the ticket anyway. I don't care. You're a lame duck. Doesn't matter. Can't fire her. So, I mean, there's always that option. She could go in there and just say, well, if you don't put me on there, then I'm not going to vote. I'll just abstain. I mean, it'll be crazy and probably out of the realm of common sense and possibility, but nevertheless could happen. So there's that. So there's a couple of different scenarios in how this could go. I think in the end, though, it's probably going to be somebody that the Democrats can unite around and somebody that would be hard for the Republicans to block, which is why the Michelle Obama thing comes in again, because, well, I mean, you know, I'm sure that she probably would want it. I'm sure the media would fawn over it. He's already said he wants a black woman. The Democrats would all unite around her. There's not a single Democrat who would oppose her. I don't think Democrats would oppose Kamala Harris either because of the courtesy of the fact that she was a senator. You know, they take that stuff very seriously. If you were a member of the club, you see, they will then kind of extend you that senatorial courtesy when you're nominated for things. But, you know, if Biden tries to go a different route and tries to get somebody from the D.C. circuit or something, somebody who's very radical as a judge, I think that's when he runs into the Manchin Sinema problem. I mean, at this point, the Manchin Sinema have stood up to the radicals in their own party and they've won. And it's good for them. It's been good politically for them. I sent a tweet out the other day. Joe Manchin went home to West Virginia. He stood in the state Senate chamber and he spoke to everybody and got a standing ovation. Democrat and Republican state senators in West Virginia, standing ovation for the work he's doing. And some snarky person on Twitter was like, well, that's different than if he's at a rally. You know, listen, I got news for you. He's going to be just fine in West Virginia. Just fine. For standing up to what the Democrats have wanted to do in Washington, his state will reward him with another term in the U.S. Senate. There's no doubt. A primary challenge against Joe Manchin is going to flop. It's going to flop. And if Bernie Sanders wants to go down that road, I mean, good luck. I can't say the same about Sinema. I don't know. She's newer. Obviously, Arizona doesn't have that same kind of a passion for their senators that West Virginia does. I mean, Manchin's been there. They really do like him there. But I think she'll be okay. And so now they've stood up to the party and they've won and it's helped them politically. So they could theoretically do it again and see how that helps them. This is a big one because obviously right now Breyer has always gone along with the liberal wing of the court. And we assume that the next judge will do the same. So in that sense, it doesn't change the criteria of the court too much. It doesn't change the court too much. But remember something, though. What Biden is doing by announcing he wants a black woman is actually now it's the kind of quota that the Supreme Court actually rejected. Jonathan Turley wrote a piece in The Wall Street Journal about this. And he said, you know, the announcement that that the president has pledged to select first and foremost based on race and based on sex was actually a criteria that the Supreme Court recently said was unconstitutional. Now, there are other candidates, too. Justice Leandra Kruger of the California Supreme Court, U.S. Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and U.S. District Judge Michelle Childs. As Turley says, they're all worthy candidates who could have been considered for any vacancy without declaring they were qualified by virtue of filling a quota of being a black woman. Now, the court is set to rule, obviously, on racial preferences in college admissions. It raises the question, Turley says, of whether it is appropriate for a president to use a criterion that the court itself has found unconstitutional for public educational institutions and unlawful for businesses. Jim Clyburn, member of the House, the House Majority Whip, said, I'm looking forward to making sure there's a black woman on the Supreme Court to make sure we, in fact, get every representation. He said in a South Carolina debate, this reportedly helped win him the key endorsement. Or I'm sorry, that's what Biden said, which gave him the endorsement of Representative Jim Clyburn. Now, there was a case. It was a case back from 1978. And in this case now, Students for Fair Admissions v. President and Fellows of Harvard College and Students for Fair Admissions v. University of North Carolina. Universities have avoided the type of outright quota the court held unconstitutional. Those are the cases that are coming up in Regents of the University of California versus Bakke in 1978. Preferring members of any one group for no reason other than race or ethnic origin is discrimination for its own sake, Justice Lewis Powell wrote. This the Constitution forbids. That's what the court said in 1978. Now, whether or not that will hold for the university in the upcoming two cases that the court will have to deal with very, very soon, we don't know. But what I do know, though, is that it's a little bit ironic that when you think about it, that the president of the United States has decided he's going to go all in on race and sex being the quota that he's looking for the United States Supreme Court. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is what the Democrat Party is standing by. And so when you think about that challenge to the court, affirmative action being a big one, race-based admissions in colleges, something that may affect your kids one day, something that may affect your kids not getting a scholarship, not getting admission to something, because they are not of the race-based criteria that the university is looking for. I mean, these are kind of things with real-world implications. And this is what the court's going to challenge, and Biden's already said it's what he wants for his justice. So we'll see what happens with that. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of horse trading, as they say, in the next days and weeks to come. Breyer has apparently was a little bit irked that the news of his retirement got out. But what are you going to do? Washington leaks like a sieve, as they say. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. So who do you think it's going to be? We'll play a little prediction game here. You think it'll be Michelle Obama? You think it'll be Kamala Harris? Again, the Kamala Harris thing is attractive only in the sense that you can get rid of her. You know, you put her on the court, she's gone. You don't have to worry about her. The progressives will be happy. Nobody's going to say no in the Senate. They hate her. She's gone. You don't have to worry about her. Biden can pick a new vice president, which could unite the Democrats. But, you know, that could also be something that could hurt him in 2022 if he picks the wrong person to be his running mate. The new person to fill the vacancy of the vice presidency, which, by the way, could go to the House of Representatives instead of the Senate. But anyway, either way, I'll tell you one thing, though. I think that Breyer leaving the court, he's such a dud. He really is. He's a dud. He's a bore. But he's kind of safe in the sense that he's not a radical. He sides with the left, but he's not a radical. What scares me, and I think what should scare everybody, is the idea that Biden puts on somebody who's just going to be a super, super progressive judge, an activist judge who thinks that their job on the court is to write the laws that Congress won't. All right, we got a lot to discuss today, but I want to let you know, we are going to be at Parks Casino coming up for comedy night next week, a week from today, as a matter of fact, and this show will sell out. They all sell out. All these Parks nights sell out. Parks Comedy Night is going to be great. Joe Conklin, man of a thousand voices, will be there, and I'll be there, and Dawn will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, yes. So come on by and see us. Just go to parkscasino.com. You're going to see the entertainment. Click it. You'll see February 3rd. Get your ticket. $20, get you your first drink. We'll have some fun. We'll have some laughs. And this will sell out, like I said. So you must be 21. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, and we'll see you next week. A little bit in the show, too, we're going to discuss the end of the world, because scientists are now using a computer to predict when society will collapse, which could be fun. And it's not that far off, as you can imagine. It's not that far off, which is not surprising, considering we're talking about Russia possibly invading Ukraine and the United States responding with a World War II-style invasion. So that could be fun for all of us. We'll discuss that, too, in the show. We got some great guests coming up as well, including we'll talk about the effect that all these policies are having with masks and everything else on kids in schools. We'll talk to a speech therapist about that a little bit later in the show. But I want you to think about your office for a moment. I want you to think about this question. Now that Omicron is in retreat and people are talking about coming back to work, coming back to the office place, how's your office looking? Do you need new furniture? Do you need custom-made furniture? How about furniture in your office that has custom branding for you with your logo to motivate the team, to impress guests when they walk in? The office is going to say even more now with the change. Going forward, you want it to be leaner, you want it to be more efficient, and you want it to be safe too. Well, this is where my friends at Think Furniture can help. Think, T-H-I-N-C, think about this, right? They recently worked with a patriotic organization in Washington, and they wanted a custom-made table, all right, that would match their historic building. That's not easy to do, obviously. And they wanted it made in America. Well, Think Furniture was able to do that with a table that was made right here in Pennsylvania, chairs made in Indiana, with a special part of that. They wanted the leather in the chairs to match the blue and the American flag. The room came across beautifully, and everybody who walks in there is blown away. That's what Think Furniture can do for your company, too. Have your guests, your clients, the potential people that are going to make you money walk into the room and be blown away by the size and scale and the professionalism of your operation. So visit thinkfurniture.com today. If you're planning to bring people back in the office or looking to make a change with your existing furniture, from branding to bringing your business to life with branding on your logo, your desk and chairs and everything else, to custom solutions to make sure your employees are safe and productive and can stay at work when they all come back. Just go to thinkfurniture.com, T-H-I-N-C, thinkfurniture.com. Tell them I sent you. You'll get special discounts. You'll get free shipping, lots of incentives. thinkfurniture.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Watching a big storm coming, and we'll see how much snow we're going to get in our part of the state and nation. In Pennsylvania, New Jersey, we're kind of on that I-95 corridor, so it may be a couple inches down by the shore, maybe a lot, so we'll see. But Philadelphia may get a little bit, but then they say Lehigh Valley won't get much, so we'll see. We'll monitor it. Obviously, it's still early Thursday, but they say it could start tomorrow night and go into Saturday, so that could be fun. That could be really, really good. And so we'll have to watch a lot of movies and shows with the kids. Now, Dawn, you'll be happy to know, finally, after all these years, Minnie Mouse is ditching her iconic red dress for a pantsuit.
But it's Stella McCartney, who I love. She's a clothing designer, right? So she designed this cute. It's cute.
Pantsuit? Really?
It's cute.
It's a pantsuit. She looks like Hillary Clinton. She's like if Hillary Clinton were a mouse. That's what Minnie Mouse looks like. This is awful. This is terrible. This is terrible.
It's
Minnie,
cute.
Minnie Mouse, that iconic polka dot. My daughter loves that. She has a polka dot dress. She looks just like her. She, kid, little girls love it. A freaking pantsuit. Come on.
I know.
Come on. This is so annoying. Disneyland Paris announced on Tuesday that Minnie will wear trousers designed by Stella McCartney for the theme park's upcoming 30th anniversary celebration. The party will launch in March for Women's History Month, which inspired the new look. And she's also going to blame the Russians for her loss to Mickey. So dumb.
Pootie.
So dumb. The 50-year-old British designer and daughter of Beatles legend Paul McCartney spoke to D23, the official Disney fan club, about the collab and revealed she's delighted about the opportunity. Minnie has always had a special place in my heart. We share the same values. What values does Minnie Mouse? What? I love that Minnie is, in fact, that she embodies happiness, self-expression, authenticity, and that she inspires people of all ages around the world. Plus, she has such great style. This will be a symbol of progress for a new generation. She'll wear it in honor of women. She's going to shave her armpits now because, you know, the French women don't often do that, you know. Any confirmation
still,
of that, Dawn? Do you know?
Maybe their armpits they don't shave. I think everything else is.
I don't know. A lot of those French women don't shave their legs either. You know, they all natural over there in France. Oof.
Nowadays,
Minnie's
going to
burn a bra, too. What's that?
Nowadays, I think that's all changed.
Oh, is it changed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's
well, this is stupid. Once again, stupid, woke, nonsense, Disney nonsense.
Well, at least it's kind of like a navy blue. It still has the polka dots and bows, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, you know what she looks like? She looks like a lounge singer now with the pants. She looks like somebody who'd be singing in a lounge in Vegas or Paris or something.
To me, it honestly looks like pajamas.
When did it become PJs. Sexist for women to wear skirts, though? I don't understand this. Like, when did skirts become sexist?
Well, now, that's just the thing. Guys, some guys want to wear skirts, and women want to wear pants. We're all upside down.
But, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, like, when did wearing a skirt for a woman become a symbol of something of not progress? I mean, don't designers, fashion designers still make dresses, still make skirts? Don't they still sell these things?
Yes.
So why not put Minnie in just a more modern looking dress or skirt if you wanted to update the look? Why does it have to be? Why is progress pants? When did pants become progress?
Well, if they were pants with pockets, because women's clothing never has pockets. This is a big complaint of mine. Mm-hmm. Which is why I love the yoga pants, because they have pockets, which is a revolution.
Right.
But this pantsuit has no pockets.
Yeah, well, that's going to be very tough.
So, I don't know.
Where's she going to put her cheese? All right. Well, there you go. Disney being Disney again. No surprise there. Listen, 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. Just say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. Only takes that 40 days. Look, before you know it, it's going to be spring. I mean, that's beautiful. It's going to be in the 50s next week. And soon we're going to change the clocks, going to get an hour of extra daylight. We're going to love life again. And this cold will be behind us. Don't you want to start looking good again? You know what I mean? Springtime, you know, maybe fit back in your old clothes. Well, NJ Diet will help you. Contractually guaranteed money back program. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. They use bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones, where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen so you keep it off. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. With offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now in Newark, Delaware. Or from home with live online video consultations. Start your new journey this new year by calling them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. You can do this. 40 days up to 40 pounds and 40 days will be here like that. So you'll feel great. You'll be so glad that you did it. Just reach out to them today, 855-5-NJ-DIET or njdiet.com.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Karaoke to this song back in the day. Oh yeah, this is a good karaoke song, believe it or not. Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best. Like, if you had a list of the best karaoke songs, it would definitely be in the top five, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Journey.
I think so.
Don't Stop Believin'.
There's, believe it or not, Thunder Road from Bruce Springsteen. Mm. Huge karaoke hit.
Yeah.
Not by me, but by other people. Although that's one of his better songs. I mean, that's one of his best songs, probably. And then Wanted Dead or Alive. Don't do Bed of Roses by Bon Jovi as karaoke.
Nope.
That song is like 11 minutes and it's very long. And you know what I mean?
I would think
Meatloaf. Right there.
I think the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody would probably be a good one, too.
If you want to get everybody in the bar engaged.
Yeah.
The same thing with Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Sure. So you can get everybody in the bar engaged for karaoke night.
They're both really long songs, though. Like, Paradise by the Dashboard Light is 9 minutes.
I know.
And then what do you do in that, like, in that part of the song when Phil Rizzuto is talking, you know, is calling play-by-play?
That's true. Former Governor of Virginia Ralph Northam would like to weigh in.
Oh, is he on
Yeah,
the
he
line?
Has some suggestions. The governor, yes, Governor, Governor. May I suggest Michael Jackson karaoke?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
What you do is you put a little shoe polish on your face, and you'll be just like him. Thank you, Governor. We appreciate that. Thank you. Enjoy. You have lots of time at karaoke now. it's very good. Let's see here. Let's see. The end of the world might be coming.
Cool.
The end of the world might be coming. They say they've got it. But before I get to the end of the world, the end of Batman might be coming. Batman director says Robert Pattinson can't stop wearing the black goth eyeliner underneath his eyes. Emo eyeliner. Now, the truth of the matter is that every Batman has black makeup under the eyes. That's the truth. So.
Really?
Well, yeah, because otherwise, the cowl, you know what I mean? Except for I don't think Adam West ever wore black eyeliner because his face was, the mask was blue, you know what I mean? But with Batman, they always put a little bit of black makeup. But the difference is that in the other Batman movies, he would take the cowl off and the black makeup would be gone.
Gone,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
With this one, they're going to keep it on. Because which I actually respect, Matt Reeves, the director, said he wants Batman, when the cowl comes off, to look like it would be like if you were out there fighting crime wearing a heavy Kevlar suit. You're sweaty, you're grimy, and whatever eyeliner you put on underneath is still going to be there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying, because when he becomes Bruce Wayne, he's all buttoned up and looks all
exactly
fresh and clean and lovely. And if you're out there fighting crime in this hot suit, you'd be sweaty and disheveled.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, especially with Keaton's Batman, that suit, I don't even think you could really move in that suit. When Christopher Nolan took over, he wanted to make sure that it was all realistic, so he wanted a suit that could actually, somebody could move in, which is where they came up with the Kevlar concept. And then so this suit, too, is the same thing. You could actually wear it and fight crime if you wanted to, if you were of that mindset. But you're going to get hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, and, people, you know, the black eyeliner is going to be there.
People put a lot of thought into this.
They did. Now, when the director, Matt Reeves, when he was writing this, he actually said he would listen to grunge music. He listened to Nirvana.
Yeah.
And particularly was inspired as he was writing by the idea of, and they use this song. They actually use the song. If you ever see the original trailers, they use the song Something in the Way by Nirvana.
Yep.
He said he was inspired by that song. He wanted to make Bruce Wayne, instead of him being this playboy who had not a care in the world, much more of a dark and angry, kind of grungy kind of a guy. So that's where this comes from. But the good news, though, is that it's not like they're not trying to make him, you know, into a girl or anything like that with the eyeliner. That's just to help conceal his identity.
Gotcha.
The thick black, it's not even eyeliner. It's just black makeup underneath his eyes. You know?
I think there's a part of Robert Pattinson that likes wearing black eyeliner.
I think Robert Pattinson, if he had his way, would always wear black eyeliner. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I saw the comparison with that Nirvana song, and how the, you know, director or whatever said that he was listening to, like, he based this the theme of this movie off of that, I was just like, oh man, this is gonna be because that's Something in the Way song is so depressing and dark. Like,
it is.
You know,
but really, Batman is not it's not a chipper story.
No, I get it.
His parents get gunned down when he's a child right in front of him.
No, I get it.
He winds up getting raised by his butler.
And then he
lives a double life fighting crime and can't keep a girlfriend because she's also a freaking cat. So it's not exactly an uplifting tale.
So who are the villains in this? Penguin?
Everybody. The whole rogues gallery's in this one. Catwoman, Penguin, and the Riddler.
How are they going to do Penguin without making it cheesy? Like doing the Danny DeVito, you know what I mean?
I don't think they'll do that.
You know what I mean, though?
Like, I don't think he'll be eating raw fish.
That's what I mean. It's, I mean.
They handled in Nolan's Batman, they handled Joker very well because they said the reason why he wears makeup is it's like war paint.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, how do you get around the fact that a criminal puts on makeup before he goes out and speaks to the gang members? You know what I mean?
Yep.
A lot of the gang members would be like, dude, why are you wearing makeup? So he did it. That was the thing. It was like he was wearing war paint.
Gotcha.
I don't know the Riddler. I mean, the Riddler is a serial killer in this one, like a really savage serial killer. So it's like the Zodiac. I think he's based on the Zodiac killer, actually.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to both disagree with me, and Rich, you're the comic book movie expert, not me. But I thought the best portrayal of the Riddler was in the series Gotham. I think they nailed that guy.
I never really watched it, to be honest with you.
It wasn't as dark as what this new movie is going to make the Riddler, but I think they did a better job than what Jim Carrey did.
Well, Jim Carrey was terrible. Jim Carrey ruined the Grinch. I mean, how can you ruin the freaking Grinch? Jim Carrey's just so over the top and terrible. But this character in this movie, because it's much more of a crime movie, and I think they based him on the Zodiac Killer. If you look at what the Zodiac Killer, in some of the early depictions of him, of what he would wear, the one guy that survived the shooting depicted him as a guy who wore an all-black suit with a face covering, and it had like a Zodiac symbol on his suit. In fact, years ago in California, this guy claimed that his dad was a Zodiac killer, and he said he found in his attic or behind a bookshelf or something that suit that the Zodiac killer wore. Well, the Riddler's suit in this one looks very much like that. Instead of the Zodiac killer, like the Zodiac symbol on his chest, he's got a question mark.
Yep. Yeah, I just sent you a piece Matt Reeves discussed last month about his inspiration for the Zodiac killer for the Riddler. So.
And if you see the picture, like if you go and you look at the pictures of the Zodiac Killer, like particularly when he was in, if you ever see the movie too, Zodiac, which is a great film, and you see when he comes to the park, there's this couple, and they're at Lover's Lane in this park, and he walks over them, he's wearing this black, it's kind of like a, you know, it's his face is concealed, he's got this chest concealed in black, holding a gun, and he's got the Zodiac symbol right in the center of his chest. So that's good. That's where it's going. And I'm glad because realistic is good. Penguin, I don't know, because again, I don't know if he's going to base that in a serial killer or more of like a crime boss, which I think it's going to be. And like Penguin will be like a nickname that the guys gave him, like,
yeah,
like, you know, Tommy Two Times going to get the papers, going to get the papers.
Yep. Well, are we going to, like, does Batman, do you think this Batman's going to have that over the top voice that Ben Affleck and Christian Bale kind of, you know, I just can't take that over the top voice.
No, the Christian Bale voice, sound like Cookie Monster a lot of times. Swear to me.
Christian Bale was like terrible, but Ben Affleck just ruined it. You know what I mean? So,
well, Ben Affleck ruins everything.
I know.
I mean, Susie told me I should watch the movie The Tender Bar on Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to watch that the other day.
No interest.
Really?
The only way I'd watch is if it is in the movie, Ben Affleck took a bottle and smash it over his own head.
I don't. That's not right. I mean, you know, he's been in okay movies. There are some few, right?
So Matt Reeves acknowledges that yes, he's based the character of the Riddler on the Zodiac Killer. I mean, he looks just like him. Except that it's green look versus a black look. That's going to be great. I mean, I'm excited about this because I think that anytime you can make these movies realistic, then that's great. So
who's playing the Riddler in this? Do we know?
Paul Dano.
Oh yeah, and then Paul Dano. Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Paul Dano. One second. Paul Dano is great. He was in the movie. If you ever see the movie about the guys that escaped from the jail,
yes,
he's one of the characters in that. He's one of the actors in that. And so I think it was Showtime. Escape from Donnamora. He plays one of the prisoners there. He's great in that. He's done a lot of good stuff. He's a very, very talented actor. The Penguin is going to be much more of a mob boss. He's not going to be like, you know, I don't think there's any waddling. I think it's more that he looks like a penguin.
Gotcha.
Like, I have a good friend I call the Walrus because he looks just like a walrus. And I think it's going to be more like that.
Gotcha.
It's like he looks like a penguin. Like, people call him that as like a, you know, behind his back kind of a thing.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, I know this Paul Dano, and I think he is a good actor. So he was in There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
So yeah,
two different characters in There Will Be Blood. It was great.
I want to see his, like, what he looks like as the Riddler. I'm just looking at it now.
Well, what you see is a dude who looks exactly like the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, because you don't see his face at
all. Oh my God, that looks creepy.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great because if Batman can catch the Zodiac Killer, then we can get Ted Cruz off the hook after all these years. So that's good. Ted Cruz is very happy by this.
It's true.
It would be amazing if he took if the Riddler took his thing off and he looked like Ted Cruz underneath. And Matt Reeves just said, I'm going all the way in on the Zodiac Killer thing. Yeah. Going all in.
Yeah, no, this he looks creepy. This this looks cool.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. I think it's going to be a badass crime movie. It just happens to have a dude dressed up as Batman in it.
And when is it supposed to come out?
March.
Cool. Wow, so soon. Awesome.
I think March 4th. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, looks good. I'm excited. I need it. We need a good movie. We need a big movie because movies have been getting killed. I have a study here that was done on the entertainment industry. Oh, man, this Omicron thing has hurt them big time. I got this email. So 53% of small businesses say Omicron has hurt their recovery. And at the top of the list, entertainment. 90%.
Wow.
They say it got killed by Omicron. I mean, I'm telling you, the movie, and I know, and I have this conversation with my friends all the time, I hate Hollywood. Listen, the last thing any of us want are for movie theaters to go under. I'm telling you right now, you don't want these big movie theaters to be empty. You don't want to lose the jobs. You don't want to lose the revenue and the tax base and everything else. Your property taxes will go up. The movie industry is a very important part of America's economy. It's one of the things we export in this country. We export movies. We have a lot of people who work on those movies. They never say a damn word about politics because their politics is probably your politics. The guys who build the sheds and the stages and the guys who hold the mic. You think that guy holding the key grip thinks the fact that Robert Pattinson wearing black eyeliner in his normal life is cool? No, he does not. The key grip guy's like, you know, this freak likes the eyeliner, right? You think the electrician working on these movies agrees with when these start? You know, the electrician's the guy at home who doesn't watch the Oscars. He goes, I work with this a-hole. I don't need to hear what he says tonight. I know what he says on the set all day.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, right.
Very good.
That guy was drunk half the time on the set. That's what I should say to TMZ. Yeah. TMZ, call me. Those are the people whose jobs I'm talking about. Yeah. And so they got entertainment got killed because people stopped going to the movie theaters because they said, oh, you know, I don't want to. And that's a shame. Restaurants, 80% took a big hit, a really big hit because of Omicron. People stopped going out to dinner. 80% of restaurants have been hurt by Omicron. I would argue also by vaccine mandates because a lot of people just don't want to deal with it. A lot of people don't want to come in the city and have to deal with the vaccine mandate. And they just don't want to deal with having to show their cards and everything else. So, you know, all these things factor in. I was a story today about Philadelphia restaurants. They got killed during Omicron. The open table numbers of reservations show that all the restaurants in the city have been down big time. I predicted that. I told you that was going to happen as soon as they put in a vaccine mandate. But even if that and Omicron together at the same time, I think has been really bad for restaurants too. They're all hoping that Valentine's Day is going to turn it around. So, you know. Wait, Reeves said the Penguins inspired by Fredo?
Yeah,
Chris Cuomo?
Yeah, yeah.
Like as in Chris Cuomo or Fredo from The Godfather?
No, Fredo from The Godfather.
Part. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you said he looks like a boss, so it kind of makes sense. Or a mob boss.
Kind of makes sense, right?
So.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm excited. I mean, that's going to be anything that could make it realistic is what I like. That's what I like. You know what I mean? I like the realism of it all. It makes me very, very happy.
Hashtag and, less waddling.
Yeah, we don't need any waddling. There'll be no fish eating.
Fish eating.
There'll be no Christopher Walken playing Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Best part of Batman Returns, Christopher Walken as Christopher Walken. All right, listen, my friends from Professor Gatsby's are going to be coming over today to service my furnace. I'm excited about that. They do great work, and they're going to treat your home like it's their home. You know why? Because they have hundreds of five-star reviews and a 100% customer satisfaction rate. That's unbelievable. Nobody gets that anymore. Well, Professor Gatsby's does, because this is a local small business, and they take great care of you. And right now, Professor Gatsby's is offering up to $1,500 off a full system replacement, even discounts on replacement items for your heater. So you got to keep it running smoothly, especially with this cold weather, because if it's not running smoothly, you're going to be paying more. And if you need a new system, think about it. It might save you money in the long run. That's what I think is always the thing. You get one of these more efficient systems, and then year after year, it just pays for itself. And with $1,500 off, it's the best time to think about it. So just go to profgatsby.com, profgatsby.com. They're going to treat your home like it's theirs. They're going to treat my home like it's theirs today. I'm excited. I like these guys a lot because they're local, and they care about their company and they care about their customers. They haven't gone super huge like a lot of these other companies have. They still remember their roots, and I appreciate that. Professor Gatsby's, profgatsby.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So does Biden appoint Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris to the high court? I'll talk to Jeff Bartos coming up. He's running for United States Senate. We're going to be talking to all the candidates in the next couple weeks, obviously, and it's a crowded field, and we're going to bring you a first row seat to all the action, of course, in Pennsylvania. Lieutenant Governor, Governor, U.S. Senate. But I'll tell you one thing, though. I mean, I think Biden hates Kamala Harris. I think the Democrats hate her. I think that they're worried about – this is how I view it, right? They want Biden gone. They want Biden gone. They want him out. But they're really worried about putting Kamala Harris in. And if it wasn't for that fact, Biden would be, you know, fading into the sunset. They'd be talking about who's going to replace him. But because of the Kamala Harris problem, they can't do that because I think she's worse. And I think she's so unlikable and disliked that the Democrats know it'd be disastrous for them. But if you make her a Supreme Court justice, well, now you've done the Jersey way. You elevate them up to a judge and now they're gone. They're out of your hair. You don't have to worry about them anymore. She'll vote like a liberal on the court. She'll go. I mean, whoever is going to get that is going to go. It's going to be part of the four of the 5-4 split. So it doesn't matter. Now you get to appoint a new VP. Now you get to change the game. Now you get to do a complete reset, something presidents never get a chance to do, a complete and utter reset. You get to pick somebody who the Democrats like, maybe somebody who's the future of the party, a little bit younger, get the base excited heading into 2022. It's a total reset. You can blame everything on Kamala Harris that went wrong. Literally, you can blame everything on her that went wrong. It doesn't matter. She's gone. And the Senate will approve her because they all hate her, too. They want her gone. The progressives will be happy. I mean, it really is the ultimate solution for Joe Biden. And for the Democrats, it's the ultimate solution for them. Look, Michelle Obama gets you happy points. They go, oh, she's great. Yay. But that it doesn't get you anything politically. I don't think she's really going to run. She may at some point, but, you know, the odds are lower. So you accomplish everybody having a feel good moment in the Democrat Party. But that's really it. But if you want the raw pragmatism of the moment, you put in Harris and she's done. She's out of your hair. Then you get your replacement who's really going to be the person who runs in 2024. It ain't going to be Joe Biden. No chance. And then if they do have to pull a 25th Amendment on this guy, well, then they can sleep peacefully at night knowing it's not Kamala Harris, who's just despised in Washington by everybody. America hates her. I mean, that's the thing. You put somebody new in there, somebody who people actually like, maybe Michelle Obama, if you're Joe Biden. Maybe that's who you put in as VP. She may not want to do it, but and then she becomes the nominee in 2024. But again, I'm speaking strictly as what I think Democrats are thinking, what Biden's people are thinking right now as they strategize. That's what they're thinking. We'll find out, though, what that means for the upcoming U.S. Senate race here in Pennsylvania. Jeff Bartos, my guest. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.